The French Open Tennis Championships are underway this morning, with both defending champions in questionable health. There's no clear favorite in either the men's or the women's draw. Much of the early attention is likely to go to a 47-year-old who, if nothing else, is completely healthy right now. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
And we'll get to that 47-year-old in a moment, but let's start with the two defending champions here. What's wrong with them?
Well, Justine Henin Ardanne, the Belgian who's won three of the last four major championships, has some kind of mysterious viral infection and hasn't played for a month. She says she feels better. She thinks she'll be okay. But she's got to get through the first week and get healthy in time for the tough matches in the second week. Juan Carlos Ferrero, the Spaniard who is the defending men's champion, may not even get to his first round match. He practiced yesterday, said his rib, he has an injured rib, hurt every shot he hit, and he may withdraw before he even plays his first round match. So you could be without one champion altogether before they even start.
And if they're not the favorites, who is?
Oh, there's a list again of players who could be favorites but who are also injured. On the women's side, both Serena and Venus Williams have been battling various injuries for the last year. Kim Clijsters, who would be the number two seed, isn't even there. Jennifer Capriati did play well in Italy, but she's got a back problem. Amélie Mauresmo, a French woman, has been the best player in the world the last couple of months. She tends to choke when she gets to Paris. It'll be interesting to see if she can overcome playing in her native country and keep playing so well. On the men's side, this is a very important tournament, Steve, for Roger Federer. He's the best player in the world right now. He won Wimbledon last year. He won the Australian Open this year. Clay has been the toughest surface for him and many great champions. John McEnroe, Jimmy Connors, Boris Becker, among others, never won in Paris. This could be a great opportunity for him to win the French Open, get it out of the way, because there just aren't that many other guys playing all that well right now.
Now, you mentioned the Williams sisters, who have not been as dominant as people would have expected.
Yeah, they're just not that interested, Steve. It's almost like they feel they've done tennis because they did dominate the game for a couple of years there, particularly Serena. Serena, it looks like she's more interested in winning an Oscar than winning the French Open or Wimbledon. She made a movie. She was at the Cannes Film Festival. She likes to model. Venus has started her own clothing line. They're both still very young women in their mid-20s. It'll be fascinating to see if they can get interested in the sport again.
Well, let's talk about that 47-year-old who does seem to be interested in being back on the court again.
Martina Navratilova is a wonder. She last won a major title in 1990. She came back last year, started playing doubles again because she enjoyed it. She won a major championship in doubles, and now she's playing singles. She says largely to help her get in shape for doubles, but she will be the darling of the French crowd. She's a two-time French Open champion, arguably along with Steffi Graf and Margaret Court, the greatest player of all time. And if she wins a match, all of Paris will come to a standstill, at least in terms of tennis.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.